USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Your Majesty, the First Lady and I will never forget this gracious invitation. And we thank the people of Japan for their incredible hospitality and warm welcome in this majestic land.
President Trump wrapping up his four-day trip to Japan after meeting with the country's new emperor and spending time with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Your Majesty, in the spirit of beautiful harmony, may we celebrate the many possibilities of this new era. May we remember our duties to past and future generations, and may we protect the cherished bond between America and Japan for our children.
Back in the U.S., taps at Arlington National Cemetery as Vice President Mike Pence addresses veterans and their families on Memorial Day.
This is the day that makes possible all other American days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
While President Trump in Japan over the Memorial Day holiday weekend, Vice President Mike Pence at the annual wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. USA Radio's Tim Berg with his remarks.
Vice President Mike Pence addressing a crowd at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day. The Vice President shares a story of a service member who paid the ultimate price for our freedom.
Paul Kelly was actually the son of a Vietnam fighter pilot. He was commissioned in 1982 as an officer through the University of Dayton's ROTC program, served in leadership positions with the Army National Guard. Colonel Paul Kelly was a man who built up all those who served around him. He was known as a dedicated husband to his wife Maria and a proud father of his two sons, John and Paul David Kelly. He was a helicopter pilot, but he was a man in the stick on 20 January 2007 when he was lost in Iraq.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
In the Middle East, an escalation after Syria targets Israel and the Israeli military strikes back. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
After Syrian anti-aircraft fire targeted an Israeli fighter jet on a routine flight in northern Israel, the IDF carried out a missile attack that destroyed the military vehicle. The Israeli jet was not struck and returned safely to its base. The Syrian anti-aircraft system was believed to have been operated by Iranian Hezbollah militants. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said these attacks will not be tolerated and will be met forcefully.
More strong words from Pope Francis on the subject of abortion. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The Pope saying having an abortion is like hiring a hitman. During a weekend conference at the Vatican, the Pope asked rhetorically if it's legitimate to take a human life to solve a problem and whether it's legitimate to hire a hitman to solve a problem. The Pope saying that abortion is always unacceptable. It's not the first time the Pope has likened having an abortion to hiring a hitman. He made the comparison in comments last October as well.
Wall Street closed for the Memorial Day holiday, traders taking the day off, so when the markets open Tuesday, the Dow will start the session at 25,585. At Friday's close, the Dow down almost 191 points, the Nasdaq up almost 9 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 4 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.